Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
At this point, after an all-night rush to get large populations away from potential tsunami waves, there is no known damage in the U.S., and there was no one large wave. There have been some small recorded tsunami waves picked up on sensors, some bigger ones as well, but not a large wave like you'd think of. The question will be, as the sun comes up, assessing any damage, especially in far northern California's Crescent City, which, because of geography, it's always prone to tsunami damage. Right now, though, there is no known damage in the U.S.
Two notes left behind, police say, by the gunman who opened fire in a New York City office building. One of the notes appeared to blame the NFL for a brain injury. The other was an apology to his parents. Crowds lining the streets of Birmingham, England, for the funeral procession today of Ozzy Osbourne's casket through his hometown. This is ABC News. A vigil was held last night in New York City to honor the four people who were killed in this week's office building shooting. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on what we're learning about the gunman.
27-year-old Shane Tamura carried a high-powered rifle into the building and immediately opened fire. The shooter had a concealed carry permit issued to him in 2022 in Las Vegas, where he worked security at a casino. Police said a co-worker purchased the lower receiver of the rifle used in the attack.
We're learning new information about Tamura as well, who walked into that building, opened fire on his way in. Police are investigating a second note from the gunman found in Las Vegas. Sources telling ABC News it includes an apology to his parents. The gunman's father also was an officer with the Los Angeles Police Department before retiring in 2017, ABC's learned. Price hikes due to tariffs coming from a company that makes a lot of stuff in our homes. Consumer giant Procter & Gamble says President Trump's tariffs are forcing it to increase prices on a quarter of its products. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The summer is here, and our windows display features summer fun and great summer jewelry. Ankle bracelets, toe rings, bracelets, earrings, and so much more. Have a safe, fun summer in 2025 from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. They serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burger, salad, wrap, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. While they're closed on Sundays, the rest of the week offers a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout, and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high of 74 today with a soaking rain. Tonight, showers tapering off with partial clearing later on. A low of 56 and 77 Thursday. Upper 70s through the upcoming weekend as well. So far, we have picked up 0.3 inch of rain and 68 degrees, our current reading here at the WRCO studios. Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Get ready for Youth Archery Day this Saturday with the Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Richland Center Archery Club. Registration is from 9:30 until 10 with archery gun shooting, blood trailing, axe throwing, shed horn finding, and fish catching from 10 until 2. Lunch is at noon and equipment is available for kids who need it. And don't miss the Hunting Heritage Guns and Bingo Night Friday, August 15th. For more information, call Jim Birch at 475-4963 or visit richlandcenterarchery.com. The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our WRCO Morning Show, Amy Linz is here. She's one of the ambassadors, one of the four ambassadors for this year's Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Well, Amy, we say good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be here, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for taking the step forward and becoming an ambassador for GRACE. Let's tell your story a little bit. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Texas, on the Texas Gulf Coast, about an hour south of Houston, in a rural area. Not as, you know, hilly as here, not as cold as here, but definitely a rural area. And then I moved, after college, I moved up to Houston, and I lived there for about 15 years. And then I moved here 20 years ago now, next month. Next month is our 20th wedding anniversary. So for those people who know my husband, Al Linz, he's involved in a lot of things here in the community, or they probably knew my mother-in-law, Mary Linz, if they don't know Al, because she was a longtime Ithaca teacher. I met Al online before that was a thing, really, in 2003, if you can believe it. And we got married in 2005, and I've been here ever since.
Yeah, that's exciting. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, does it?
No, time flies really fast. So I've been here 20 years, and I no longer wear my giant full-length down coat to Walmart. My first winter here, I did that. People would just stop and laugh in the store because it was ridiculous. But I was so cold the whole first year I lived here.
And that was the summertime, right?
No, I ordered that coat from Lands' End as soon as like October arrived.
Yeah. So you had to make the transition, that's for sure. And you became the wife of a farmer too.
Yes. Alan was still doing his dairy farming then, and then moved into beef around 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And then eventually, you know, now he's retired from the farming, but transitioning to being a wife on a farm. And I worked from home now for 20 years. I still work for my same company that I worked for in Houston. And so that was an adventure. It was all new. And that was a rare thing back then. But now pretty much everybody works from home in my company. And yeah, so living on the farm for 20 years has been quite an adventure.
So tell us a little about the start of your cancer journey. How long ago was that, Amy?
2 years ago, actually, almost exactly 2 years ago, 2 weeks, 2 years ago in the beginning of August. And my journey started with four really terrifying words, which are, I felt a lump. Oh. So I felt a lump. And actually, if you kind of back up a little bit, my journey actually starts a little bit earlier than that with COVID, because I had a mammogram scheduled when the world shut down. And so did, you know, those kinds of services. And then 3 years went by, and I had never rescheduled. Life gets busy. I came down with COVID. There was a lot of things involved in that. But basically, you know, a lot of people got behind on those things, scans and whatnot. And I want to say early detection is super important, and it definitely saves lives. But detection is better than no, you know, late detection is better than no detection. And I should have been getting, you know, caught up on those things, and I didn't. And that's life. And other people may have that same story. There shouldn't be guilt or embarrassment about that. That's just how it happened for me. And so I felt a lump, and I immediately panicked, of course. And it was on a weekend, so I couldn't really do anything about it. But then when Monday came, I immediately got in touch with my doctor, who at the time was Dr. Baylink. A lot of people know her. She's since retired. And she took it super seriously right from the beginning, got me in immediately. In fact, worked me into the schedule to get me in immediately and do that exam so that she could make a referral. And I will say that from the beginning, I knew this was cancer. Like, I just knew it because it was hard, like a little marble, and it felt very different from anything else, you know, in all my years of doing self-exams, as we're taught to do. And later my surgeon told me the smallest lump you can probably feel in a breast anyway is 2 centimeters. And that's quite large for a tumor. And so my tumor was over 2 centimeters because I could feel it. And so immediately got into scans and then biopsies and then a consultation with the surgeon. And the next thing you know, I have the diagnosis confirmed and we do a lumpectomy. So that was like 4 or 6 weeks really from the time that I felt the lump to having a consultation for surgery. And then 2 weeks after that, I'm having surgery. It moves really fast. But after the surgery, then I was able to do some other testing with my doctor. We confirmed through the pathology, they take the tumor and they, you know, examine it to tell you what kind of cancer you have. I didn't really know this about breast cancer, but there are 17 kinds of breast cancer. There's not one kind. There's different hormone positive, hormone negative, HER2 positive, HER2 negative. You know, there's just all these combinations of things that are a factor that affect the diagnosis and the treatment and the prognosis of your breast cancer. There are different gene expressions, I guess, that can come into play. I didn't have any gene mutations, so I got lucky. My cancer was just a luck of the draw, random. It wasn't a genetic component. And so then that formed my treatment plan from there. So the surgery happened. They took out lymph nodes, which were negative. My final diagnosis, which is stage 1, which is a great prognosis. And then I was diagnosed with hormone receptor positive breast cancer. So then that led to meetings with some new doctors, a hormone therapy doctor, an endocrine oncologist, and a radiation oncologist. And so we made my treatment plan. I did not need chemo, which I'm glad. I did not need chemotherapy because of the characteristics of my tumor. So they did some testing, and I have a really low score on that. So that sort of informs how they treat it. And so then from there, I did radiation in Madison at UW. And now I see my endocrine doctor on a regular basis, and I'm on hormone therapy for 5 years. And I'm considered in, you know, no evidence of disease. The margins were clear on my tumor. There was no evidence of cancer in my lymph nodes. So for now, we assume I don't have any. I could have it in my body and it could be dormant. So there's always a fear of recurrence. But for now, I'm no evidence of disease. I'm moving on with my life. And then I'm finding out that once you finish your treatment, cancer is not over. It's not done with you. And you have other things you have to deal with. And we can talk about that if you'd like.
Oh, sure. Yeah. So they think you caught it early then, it sounds like.
Yes, I did catch it early. And my particular type of breast cancer was very slow growing. I call it the turtle of breast cancers. Some other types of breast cancer are much more aggressive. The tumors grow really fast. And my doctor, you know, she can't really tell how long has that been there. But based on the size of the tumor, you know, maybe it would have been caught if I had done my mammogram on time and the world hadn't happened. But I didn't. And that's, you know, you deal with the results. So I got lucky. I got lucky that it wasn't an aggressive tumor. I got lucky that it was a slower growing type of cancer. I got lucky that it hadn't spread to my lymph nodes. And so, you know, I should buy lottery tickets at this point.
How did life change for you then, Amy?
Well, you know, it's funny because one of the reasons I decided to be an ambassador is that everybody deals with this differently. And some people you know, want to be really open. I've had other friends with breast cancer, and that's in my age group. You know, I'm in the 50s and the 60s. A lot of women get the kind of breast cancer I had. A lot of younger women get this more aggressive kind of breast cancer. So the particular age group I'm in, I knew some other women who had been going through this, and some were very open on social media. Some had set up like a private group, but then invited all their friends, you know, into a private social media group. I did none of that. I didn't tell anybody. I mean, I told Alan, of course, and like two good friends, and that was it. I didn't tell anybody else, and I just went on my business. I didn't even, I only missed 2 days of work throughout this. My biopsy day and my surgery day, and I was back at work because I work from home the next day. I didn't take time off work, and then radiation, I got radiation treatments at like the latest possible appointment. So I'd leave home at 3, drive to Madison, get my treatment, be back home by like 7 or 8 o'clock at night and do that for my radiation treatment. And that was what worked for me. But that, you know, doesn't work for everybody. Some people need that care and support. I didn't want to worry my family, which are all like 2,000 miles away from me and can't really be here and help me. A lot of my friends live far away. And so I just made the decision that until I knew more, because I was convinced I was going to die, you know, in my head, I'm like, all, you know, all of this is happening. I didn't want to tell people until I knew the diagnosis and the prognosis. And so I managed it in the way that I felt was right for me. But that's not right for everybody. And I guess I want people to know there's no one right way to have cancer, and there's no one right way to be a friend of someone who has cancer. And so you just figure that out as you go along. As I got more into the journey, and those of you who know Alan and know my mother-in-law, you know, he is a real saint in my book, because I was dealing with this diagnosis and treatment, and he was dealing with a wife with a diagnosis and treatment and a mother who was in the last year of her life, and he was her full-time caregiver. And so we were managing a lot of stuff, and, you know, you just make it work. It, like any other life thing, you figure out how to go along. And then I figured out I needed help, professional help. So last fall, I was really dealing with a lot of anxiety and stress and depression over this fear of recurrence, irrational fear of, you know, this is never going to be over, started to take hold of me. And that's when I sought out mental help from UW. They have a staff of oncologists. Therapy professionals who deal specifically with oncology. So they have like oncology therapists that will work with cancer patients specifically, no matter what stage you're in, whether you're in treatment or you're done. And I spent time with them sort of getting my act together and learning strategies to cope with this fact that this is always here hanging over my head. It could be 5 years, 10 years, never. I mean, who knows, right? And how to deal with that in your life was the biggest challenge I've ever had to face, really. And I didn't know how to deal with it and how to cope with it. And so I did get professional help. And I'm also here to say that's okay, too. There's a lot of stigma around getting mental health care. And it was so vital to my recovery, because I'm still recovering. Since my cancer diagnosis and my treatment has been over. And I was stage one, like best case, right? I didn't have to even have chemo, and I thought, wow, I'm so lucky. I'm not going to have all these side effects. Wrong. So I developed lymphedema. I wear this lovely little compression sleeve now, and that's because when they take out your lymph nodes to test them, those lymph nodes are now gone. There's tissue that's damaged around where they had to extract those lymph nodes, and your lymph fluid doesn't flow properly through your body anymore. And for a fair percentage of breast cancer patients, they end up with the lymphedema, edema, swelling in the arm, and just the lymph fluid doesn't flow properly anymore. So there's exercises you have to do. There's garments you can wear to keep it under control and keep it from becoming unmanageable. So that's another new normal. And then just when I thought I was, you know, I had that under control, I started developing a lot of back pain, which also triggered the mental thoughts of like, oh gosh, the cancer's back, right? I mean, anything, like you stub your toe and you think now you've got cancer in your toe. It's just, that's how your brain starts to react to these things. So when I went to my new doctor, because Dr. Bailink had retired, you know, she was very good with me and she referred me to physical therapy. And so what we've kind of come up with, also talking to my oncology doctors, is the radiation treatment has caused fibrosis in my chest wall and some in my under my arm and in my back. And so all the muscles are connected together. And so I don't have pain where the radiation was, but I've got a lot of restrictions now in my back. So I spend a lot of time in local physical therapy, and that's probably going to be my new normal too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know what's next, right? Hormone therapy is not a barrel of monkeys either. It has a lot of side effects. And so you just take everything one day at a time. You take the next thing as it comes. You handle that. Then there's another thing. And I think that's the way it's going to be. It's like a chronic illness now for me in some senses, even though I'm done with treatment. And Grace helped me a lot. I had not been involved with Grace ever. I mean, I bought things and auction items and, you know, brought stand stuff, but I'd never been involved in a team or gone to any Grace events. And so last year I went to the Survivors dinner, which is on the 6th this year, my 20th wedding anniversary. And then I went to the walk on that Friday and I did a luminary. And again, nobody around here knew I had cancer, but it was the best experience ever, and it helped me so much mentally to deal with it, to see all the other survivors, to see all the people in this community who really care. That luminary walk was amazing, and that's why I've decided to get more involved, you know, in Grace. And then when I was asked to be an ambassador, I thought, this is all happening for a reason, and I just need to embrace it and let my story out and hopefully help other people and not be in that place where I was, where I just wanted to keep it to myself for like the first year after I had cancer. And now here I am 2 years on, and doing the ambassador is great. I did the parade in June on the rodeo parade and worked with Grace on that. And now I'm just here to say Grace is here to help, and not just if you need money, because I was lucky. I had good insurance. Still have a lot I'm paying out of pocket with massage therapy. We were talking about that with your hip, you know, getting all of these sorts of things that are going to be ongoing in my life. But for those who need it, Grace is here, but you need it, and different people need it in different ways. And I just needed a place that I felt I belonged. And Grace was that place last year at that walk. And I'm getting a little emotional about it actually, but I didn't think I was going to react that way. And I just kind of went to see I'll go, you know, and see what it's about. And there was a lot of internal healing that happened for me. And so that's why I wanted to share my story.
Yeah, that's great that you shared that. I think the aspect that we've not really explored a lot over the years is the mental health aspect, you know, and I appreciate you being transparent about that, because I think that's pretty important as well. I think we all tend to be hypochondriacs a little bit, Amy,
right?
But I think, as you mentioned, it really amplifies when you get the cancer diagnosis, doesn't it?
It does, because you can't trust your own body. You can't trust yourself. You know, it sort of deconstructs you as a person and makes you look at yourself and like, how can I trust my body anymore? How can I trust my own instincts anymore? I should have known. I should have done. You know, you start to go through all the things. I should have been more, you know, aggressive at rescheduling that mammogram that got canceled. Well, I mean, plenty of people had those sort of things happen. You don't get the colonoscopy when you should start, or you don't do this or that. And again, you can't think like that. You just have to move forward. And Alan was big in helping me work through that, because there is a lot of guilt. I should have known I had a tumor in my body. How would you know? You know, most people don't have any symptoms. Some people obviously have symptoms with the type of cancer they have, but a lot of people don't. And with breast cancer, you generally don't. Until it's pretty far advanced. The kinds of things they tell you to look for, it's pretty far advanced when you can see those things. Changes in the skin, or the feeling the lump, like my doctor told me, you know, this had to be pretty big before you could feel it. And so this mental health piece of not being able to trust your judgment, trust your body, trust the future, trust God. I mean, you talk about, you know, everybody's going to die someday, but all of a sudden I was like, I might die today. And I didn't like that feeling. And so just there's a lot of struggle that goes on with any serious health diagnosis, but particularly cancer. You just feel so out of control. There's no control. You have no control. Your doctors you're on this. I wrote my article for the Observer, and as I was thinking about it, this time last year I was at Mount Olympus with my nieces and nephews, and I was on the Lazy River, which, if you've ever been to Mount Olympus, it's not lazy. It sucks you in, right? It's got this really strong current in that particular Lazy River, and that's what cancer feels like. Like, you're just holding on to that inner tube and trying to keep your head from, going under the water and banging off the walls, and it's just pulling you around and around in this circle, and you're like, I want off. Oh, I passed the exit again. I want off. And that is what this cancer journey felt like to me. I was not in control. And, for most people, that you want to be in control of your life. And I struggled so hard with that. And so I want people to know, if you're struggling, there are resources that can help. And there's local resources. My primary care doctor had a referral for me locally. I ended up exploring the UW referral because it was specific to oncology, patients that they deal with specifically with cancer. And I did it virtually. So we had Zoom therapy. I highly recommend it. I'd never considered therapy before. And I think a lot of people don't even know it's there. You get this huge binder. I got a binder, like a 2-inch binder, when I was diagnosed. They hand it to you at the hospital. And it's all these tabs and sections. And you're so overwhelmed. I went back and looked at it a year later, and I was like, oh, they have therapy. that wasn't something I was ready to deal with when I was reading about how to care for my, surgery site and stuff like that. And so, so much information is coming at you. You can't absorb it all. And you just have to kind of keep going back to that and keep going back to your resources and asking for help, which is the hardest thing for most people to do. Nobody wants to ask for help.
True.
So, yeah.
You mentioned faith. How much did faith come into play for you, Amy?
Well, it did. I mean, I think anybody who knows me or Al or Mary Lynn's, you're going to find us up at Keysville at St. Mary's, and faith is a big part of our life. But this really tests it in a lot of ways, and I think other people who have been through this or had a family member go through this can relate to that. It tests it in really specific ways. And you have to face your own mortality in a way that you may not be ready to. And I certainly am a believer. I'm a believer in God and in, life after death. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to go now, right? I've got a lot of living to do. I've got a lot of things. And it makes you think all those things, like my nieces and my nephews, they're only 10 and 12. And I want to be there for their weddings. And I want to be there, and I'm sure people who have children feel the same way. And so it just, your whole life just gets laid out before you. And then you're like, you start to think about what's important and these big questions that, you think about them, but then you also have to do your laundry and go buy your groceries and you go to work and you're in your everyday stuff. And so this takes you out of all of that. And it makes you think about those big things in ways you haven't and maybe ways you don't want to, and survey your life and what you've done, and have I lived a good life, and have I been a good person? And it all starts going through your head. And so and you get mad at God, why me? Why do I have this thing happening? And why now? Because we have all of these other things going on. And it makes you angry. You go through all these stages of things, I guess. And then you have to come to a place where you're like, okay, that Jesus take the wheel thing is a fun song to sing, but when you really have to turn it over to him, it's a struggle. And so you have to just reorient yourself and your priorities. And that was hard for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. When you go through any big thing like this, any health thing, though, I think it makes you more grateful when you look in the rearview mirror, though, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I'm prioritizing things differently now. And Alan and I just went to a show in Madison. We saw Wicked last night. And I'm like, well, I want to see Wicked. I'm going to spend that $50 on that ticket, and I'm going to go see Wicked, Or I'm going to take that vacation that, I'm always too busy to take. Or I'm going to have these different relationships with my family and my friends, make a better effort, or just you know, get more involved in things or learn that new hobby thing I always wanted to do that I never had time to do, because the time is now. Don't put that stuff off. Don't put off your relationships and your friendships. And again, I have a great prognosis. I hopefully will live many more years, 30, 50, whatever, you know, maybe not 50, because I'm already 58.
Never know.
Already 58.
A lot of advances in medicine.
I know.
So you never know.
But I hope I get at least, you know, another 30 and or live to, you know, have the kind of life that my mother-in-law had, you know, at 95. And
she had me in school and she still lived that long.
So. I know, right? And she talked about you a lot. She loved all of her students and she was just such a joy. And I want to be that person in my old age, like still doing and caring and sharing and bringing joy. But I don't know. I could have a cancer recurrence next year. I mean, I just, you know, I could trip and fall on the sidewalk, you know,
right?
Who knows? And so you never know. And so it just makes you think about those things differently and not put off the things you want to do and the people you want to love.
So you'll be there at the Ambassadors, the Survivors Night, and then and Grace as well. And when you take that first lap at Grace, what do you think is going to be going through your head, Amy?
I think this year, last year it was, you know, about all the stress and anxiety. And I feel like this year it's going to be about the peace and accepting stage of this is my life. This is my journey. It's different from other people's journeys. It's a journey I hope nobody else ever has to take. Maybe we'll get a cure someday or a vaccine to prevent it. That would be amazing. But until we do, we're all on the journey together. So let's, you know, let's embrace that. And I feel like embracing and accepting is, and joy, finding joy. Like that's where I am today. And that's what this year's walk will be about for me.
Well said. Very eloquent today how you've presented this, your journey and everything. And we congratulate you again on being an ambassador. Thank you for stepping forward. And I hope if somebody's listening, maybe you made a difference in their lives today.
Well, I hope so. So my message, you know, in summary would be early detection saves lives. Any detection is better than no detection. And if you didn't detect it and you have symptoms, do not wait. Take it seriously. Go to the doctor. And if you don't get the answer from the doctor that you want, because especially with younger women, more and more breast cancer is happening with younger women. And lumps, benign lumps, can be normal in younger women, but doctors still should take it seriously and do the scans. And if you have a doctor, because I've talked to women whose doctors didn't take it seriously until they were stage 3, stage 4 even. They weren't properly diagnosed. So you have to be an advocate for yourself. And if you don't like the answer from one doctor, go find another one. You know, I think we have excellent medical staff and everybody along my journey took me seriously. But if someone doesn't, you know, you're the only one who can advocate for you. So don't take no for an answer until you get that scan or you get that test. And if nothing else, for your own peace of mind, because the not knowing is just as bad as the knowing.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in today, Amy. It's been a pleasure. We'll see you
Thank
at Grace.
You. Thank you.
Amy Lynn's joining us on WRCO's Morning Show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
This summer, make a splash for free. The Richland Hospital and Clinics invites you to free pool days on three different Tuesdays in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Spring Green. Join us Tuesday, July 22nd in Richland Center, Tuesday, July 29th in Muscadet, and Tuesday, August 12th in Spring Green. Bring the whole family and beat the heat on us. Learn more at richlandhospital.com.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Thanks again to Amy Linz, one of the ambassadors from this year's Walk with Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Well said. We had Tony McCarville on earlier this week. We'll also have Seth Paulson and Betsy Wiedenfeld on our morning show leading up to the actual Grace event next week, the Survivor's Night and Captain's Night on Wednesday, and the actual walk on Friday. Bo Hendricks is in the studio with me. Bo, we're looking forward to another big day, hopefully, here with the auction.
Well, we've reached the halfway point of the week, and if things continue to grow like the first half, I think we're really in for an amazing second half of this auction.
A whole bunch of stuff. Unique things? Those seem to go the best, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I think the fact that you have so many different items, you can have pretty much anybody can listen to this auction and find something that they like, you know, from pies to tickets to games, and then of course you can get stuff for housework. We've had gravel, you know, I mean, really something for everyone.
The bidder numbers, I think we talked about that over the weekend. It's like, oh, I don't know, we don't have as many bidders as we did last year. Then all of a sudden we've got a lot more than last year, it seems like.
It's deceiving because you look at the weekend, and right as we got into Monday, you know, we have a good handful, but yeah, we were a little nervous. And then I remember getting ready and I'm sitting in there and we're taking calls. And the very beginning of the auction, we had all four lines lit up and we're like, this is awesome. And all four were looking for bidder numbers.
And they weren't bidding yet.
Not yet.
But they eventually did. And a lot of people do. And, you know, it's funny because people can scroll ahead and look at what's up for today's auction between 10 and noon and also for Thursday and Friday. And I took one this morning where this person was, he's really looking forward to something coming up later on this week, that one specific item.
And I was going to say, I've had a chance to look at some of these items, and the quality this year is really nice. I mean, I didn't see you do it, but, you know, you're supposed to be resting up, Phil, but I see magically this Alice Chalmers bike has made its way into the studio, and you didn't ride it in here, did you?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
I have to say that I used it as a walker.
Oh!
Handlebars were my walker, and I walked it. So, yeah.
You may be onto something.
Well, absolutely. But I wouldn't mind having that Alice Chalmers bike, but we'll see what that goes for. That's going to be one of the items for sale in the first half hour. And again, it's not one that Alice Chalmers made years ago. It's a vintage bike that's been painted up Alice Chalmers colors. It's got the beautiful orange, and it's got all the decals, and it looks very sharp, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, again, talking about quality here, it looks beautiful. It's a nice bike. It's orange. And really, I think anybody, if you're a bike fan, if you're an Alice Chalmers fan, you're in for a treat if you bid for this item.
Plus, you get a hat.
The hat is nice. I mean, you're going to look stylish. You're going to want to put the helmet over the hat, but yeah, nonetheless, it is a stylish hat.
Or you can put the hat on top of the helmet.
Oh.
I'm sure that the ladies in Sextonville would be impressed by that.
You could go cruising for ladies in Sextonville.
Well, I don't...
You can't, no, but I mean, they could.
You could.
I could. Yeah that's could. True.
Right. Well, we hope that people will take part of that. Anything else you want to add as far as, people can look at some of the pictures online as well, can't they?
They can. They can go online. Of course, the Walk with Grace website, the WRCO Facebook page. But I also want to just encourage you to, if you don't have a bidder number yet, get your calls in, preferably before the auction starts. But, if you hear an item and you're like, oh, I really want that item, give us a call. We can get you registered and then you can bid on it at the same time. All this money going to Grace, so let's make it continue to get our money's worth.
We also have some challenges from area businesses as well. And they've got a few matches lined up for the next few days. So we think it has potential to do as well as we did on Monday and Tuesday and keep growing.
Yep, we have grown. Day one was really good. It was a great start, but day two is even bigger. We'll see what day three has for us.
And the total was what, 70?
Over $7,000 in 2 days, just two. So that's a good start. And I mean, the items continue to get bigger each day. So, I mean, like you said, the Alice Chalmers bike, that should fetch quite a bit of money. If you're going to try to get it from Phil, you're going to need to bid on it. You're going to need to bid a lot. So...
We'll see about that. That would require a lot of John Denver, I think. And the other thing is the Brewers are out right now. We've got some Brewer ticket opportunities, too. And those tickets are becoming hotter and hotter commodities all the time.
I mean, especially when, you look at the fact, like you just mentioned, the Brewers are doing really well right now. And it would be exciting to see how they continue to do. But, I mean... From that first game, against the Cubs, they did get the win there. They're still fighting for the top spot. Why not go and see a Brewers game?
Mm-hmm. Right on. And we've got some opportunities with some swag to go along with the tickets. A little later on, we've got some Bob Uecker memorabilia as well to go along with tickets.
Hey, those, you know what? Those bids better get up, get out of here.
They will. Gone. That's the theme of this year's Grace. Get up, get out of here, gone for cancer. The shirt is cool. It's got cancer on the ball, like on the label of the ball, and it's going out of the ballpark. And get up and get out of here, cancer.
Oh, nice.
Tribute to Bob Uecker as well. So we'll have more about that coming up. Fox, thanks for stopping by, Bo.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to the Grace auction.
Yep. We'll have more guests coming up here and more about the info. Also, we wanted to make mention, Amy Linz is one of the ambassadors. Her and husband Al have donated some tickets to see the Badgers, the Badger football team. And those are up for auction tomorrow on the docket. So look ahead to that. And that was a great donation. Gracious for them that they did that. And we've got a lot of stuff coming up here on the morning show from WRCO Radio. We'll be right back.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Get ready for Youth Archery Day this Saturday with the Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Richland Center Archery Club. Registration is from 9:30 until 10 with archery gun shooting, blood trailing, axe throwing, shed horn finding, and fish catching from 10 until 2. Lunch is at noon and equipment is available for kids who need it. And don't miss the Hunting Heritage Guns and Bingo Night Friday, August 15th. For more information, call Jim Birch at 475-4963 or visit richlandcenterarchery.com. If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way.
whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start. Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today. A few sprinkles, and we're at 69 degrees in Richland Center. 33/100ths of an inch of rain thus far here at the studios in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. Kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Simi Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
I'm
morning. Morning show, wrapping up with some tunes. So we're going to have our auction getting underway at 10. Sounds like the Soul Circus Cowboys running a little late, but they'll be in, and they'll be doing a song or two for us on the radio as well. Looking forward to that here on WRCO today. Something unique about the Wednesday version of the auction. Here's John Michael Montgomery on FM 100.9.
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get off from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Had your things blown up in my face, sing along, try to win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door, picked myself up and came back.
nothing else to do but load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all.
That's a perfect summer song right there. Good times, tan lines on the morning show from WRCO. Our auction right around the bend here. Don't need any sunscreen today. Not today. No.
When you first saw her, she was out walking her dog. You didn't notice her at first. But when you finally did, it was too late. Because at that moment, you were speeding. She was out walking her dog and only had a second to let go of the leash. Your foot was on the gas and her life was on the line. Speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
The calendar brings a change of seasons. So does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards. The feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. economy expanded at a surprising 3% annual pace from April through June, bouncing back from a first quarter drop that reflected concern about the trade wars. Also today, payroll processor ADP said that the U.S. economy churned out 104,000 private service jobs in July. Economists at ADP say employers seem more optimistic that consumer spending will remain resilient. President Trump saying on Truth Social he will impose a 25% tariff on goods from India, plus an additional import tax because India buys oil from Russia, which helps fund the war against Ukraine. In the U.S., the major threat has passed after tsunami watches and warnings caused by a magnitude 8.8 earthquake off the coast of eastern Russia last night.
It's almost impossible to describe just how large an earthquake of this magnitude.